Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
U-T-R.
Go.
We say and hope we want, give it to you non-stop. When it plays anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Uncensored Radio. We are unstoppable and we are original. You guys better recognize. I am Karen Ashley. I am here with the fabulous Miss Toya Nash is in the house.
Hello.
Hey, girly. And the ultra fabulous Mr. James is in the house with us as well.
Hello.
I was like, are you fabulous? Answer to your fabulousness, James.
Am I fabulous?
There's always a
delay. Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I don't know why. I don't know why there's a delay with me. I don't get it. But okay.
It's hilarious. Like it's almost like comical. Like I almost wanna like I don't know how to speed it up. I don't know how to get like I don't know. But it's always like a slight delay. So it's like you're always seems like you're asleep.
I'll just start talking, like, as you go to finish it, I'll start talking so that when you finish, I'm, like, immediately after with, hello.
Right. I know, but I can't be trusted, because you know me, I'm the queen of run-on sentences. So, you might think I'm dumb, but I really ain't.
Yeah, that could get really weird.
You know,
don't do that.
we'll deal with the delay. We'll deal with the delay. That's just modern technology for you. How is everybody?
I'm good.
I am good.
Both of you guys, I should have said, how are you, Toya? Because I knew you would have stepped. I knew you were going to both talk at the same time, but you know me.
Right.
I
figured with his delay, I better speed it up. So guess what? I'm going to completely ignore the delay because it's tripping me up. Like, I can't do it.
I'll just try and cut you off. Like me and Katrina last night, we both Katrina and I at the same time last night tried to do the opening for the show. So we both were like trying to get in there to do the opening. So we were cutting each other off all night last night. So
that's
I'm cool. I'll just
that's
cut you off.
Do it.
If I don't like what you're saying, if I don't like what you're saying, I'll just break in and cut you off.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Even though I love you, Toya. I love you.
I say it this way. It's The View and The Talk and all those shows. If they can talk over each other, so can we.
And they
are Emmy Award winners.
Oh,
right. They are Emmy Award
winners. Did you hear about The View? Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving The View.
Oh,
why?
Thank God.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's the one who's, like, really Republican? Is that which one that is?
Yes.
The staunch Republican, younger one? Okay.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I have no other problems with any of my Republican friends. I have no problems with them. Like, none. It's not because she's a Republican. It's just because she lives in her bubble. And, like, it's almost like, were you raised on Earth? Like, do you know anything outside of your four walls of privilege? Like, I don't like anyone who can't relate to anyone else. Like, I might not I may not be of a certain race, or I may not be a certain age, or I may not be, you know, I may not have kids, but I can relate to my friends that have kids. Like, they can tell me about their kids, and I'm not going to sit there and look at them like, huh? You know, I'm going to relate. So it always bothered me that she never seems to want to relate, or she can't be bothered. Like, she just seems go ahead.
But I can see why she got the job, though, because that makes for really good TV kind of
crushing
that whole thing. And she never wavers. She is so committed to her stinky that she never wavers. Like, I mean, TV-wise, I'd have chosen her, too, because you're like, is she real? Like, really?
Right. That's the thing, like, it was so funny, but with our show, like, we've tried for probably a year and a half now. We've always tried to get, like, I always was saying, like, when you sit and think about the show, I wanted people from different, kind of like how they have it, different walks of life. Like, I thought, okay, here I am, I'm very liberal, I'm obviously half Mexican, half black, I'll represent, you know, that kind of thinking, you know, I grew up, you know, I grew up, you know, pretty poor. Not, I mean, I wouldn't say we were like, you know, but we were humble beginnings. And then you look at Katrina, who kind of, you know, she was a child actor. She's a Republican. She's very conservative in a lot of ways. But when it comes to, like, partying and living life, she's very liberal. So I was like, oh, perfect. Then you have Jeffrey, who's openly gay. He's married. You know, I thought, wow. So for the longest, for like a year and a half, I was trying to find some conservative, maybe conservative or even liberal, but heterosexual male, join the show, let's throw them in the mix of this crazy. And we could never find anyone who could stick. But it was
really?
Like, it was almost, yeah, never could, because it was almost like, because this is the thing, you know, that would cause controversy immediately.
Yeah.
Like, the minute we talk about something, if it's politics, religion, or money, or anything, you know, we argue. And so my thought is, but that's good, that's good. Arguing's good. Like, we shouldn't get along. We should always get along on Uncensored Radio.
That's boring. I don't want to listen to the four people who disagree with each other for an hour. What is that? Like,
what
okay,
is that,
why
right?
am I listening to this?
Right. This is the thing. Like, that was my thought. Let's get someone on here. And we tried several people, and it never, ever worked.
What's
because
usually the problem?
Well, the thing is, the minute we start arguing, they take it personal, and they're kind of like, you know, I don't like that you're questioning my beliefs, and I'm like, but that's what we're supposed to do. Like, you don't have to agree with me. We're supposed to question each other, because that's the reality. Somebody's going to see life the way I see it. Someone's going to see life the way you see it. But that's beautiful that we can coexist on a show. We can argue, fight, fuss, whatever, agree, disagree. But when the show ends, the very next day, it's a whole new topic. You know, but
it
was
is.
Like,
it,
it's, but it doesn't work. It really doesn't work that way, I tell you. It really doesn't.
I think the only way, did you ever have like a really liberal straight guy? Because I think that's the only kind that would work. Like a conservative straight guy would totally get offended and totally not want to come back. Were these liberals or conservatives?
I think, well, the one person I'm thinking of right off the top of my head, I think he was a little bit of both. It was like he was conservative.
Middle
on
of the
certain,
road kind of guy.
He was very conservative when it came to, like, gun control and when it came to, like, some politics. But it was very liberal in his thinking when it came to, like, gay marriage or, you know, things like that. But, yeah.
No, you can't have middle of the road. You have to have liberal street. That's the only way. It can't be middle on that. I mean, I could totally see now why that formula just, but that really would have set it off like that. So I get why you wanted that, but that's, but yeah,
right.
I imagine
and
that's tough.
The funny thing is, I thought, okay, that person, because you know, women, we take things personal. Like we take things, like we're just emotional creatures, you know, but what I find is men are that way too. Like,
yeah,
they're worse, because they get vengeful, like, they kind of get, like, you know, like, because, okay, this is where
it was, hurt.
Everybody knows the historical argument between me and Michael Fishman. Why did I get tweeted, because the argument happened the other, like, probably months ago, I mean, I'm almost a year ago, right, I don't even
November.
Know. November
4th. The
day before the election. We were talking about something, the elections, whatever, and then somehow we got on Hurricane Katrina. And I said that George Bush, I felt what Kanye West said about him being racist. In my opinion, I felt it had some merit because I felt like if that would have been Beverly Hills where the dams broke, I felt like the whole United States would have come to rescue Beverly Hills. But because it was the third world, you know, like it was the third ward and it was a very economically poor part of town, majority black, nobody showed up for 4 days, 5 days. People were just dying. It was like a third world country. People were getting raped. There was looting. People were dying. Nobody showed up. I felt that was racist. And I feel like America, a lot of people are still racist. They might have taken down the signs, but people still show signs of racism. It may be against black people. It may be against Middle Eastern. It may even be against gays. It may be against women. But the reality is, as a nation, we are a racist culture. That's what I said. He went off on me. Like, we were cussing and yelling at each other by the end of the tour. You got to listen to it. November 4th, if you haven't listened to that show, please listen. So after we called each other all kinds of names. Right. I know. It became the Karen and Michael show because Katrina and Jeffrey muted themselves and they're like, oh, my God. So it became our show, and it went really wrong, really bad. And I think both of us said things we probably shouldn't have said things in the heat of the moment. But 9 out of 10, it was a great show. Really high ratings. So I was happy. I was pleased. Funny. I was like, let's move on. We never moved on from that. But why did I get tweeted just a week ago? And the tweet was like, this is proof that America isn't still racist. Like, eventually.
Oh my God.
And
really?
I'm like, yeah, really. And I'm like, dude, like, I can name 10 things off the top of my head that have happened in the last few months that are signs of we have not come that far. Like, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but let's accept it. And I think once you accept it, you can move on. Or you can try to be better.
Because right,
I even said, you know, everybody has a little bit of it in them. It ain't just black people. It's like all different economical groups get discriminated against.
But I mean, that's why that movie Crash was so amazing, because it kind of showed how it's full circle. Like, even when you think, you remember that? I mean, how long ago was that? But that's why it was so relevant and so many people were so interested in that movie, because it tackled that from every single possible angle, whether you were black, white, Latin, whatever. Like, don't get it twisted. It's there. Period.
Yeah.
And that's why Kanye's thing got so big, because a lot of people were feeling the exact same way. He just had the balls to say it out loud.
Right. He was just real angry about it.
Right.
He was real angry.
And he blurted it out.
That anger to, you know, because, I mean, I was like, look what happened to Rodney King. That wasn't that long ago, you know. And
no, that's for Texas. That wasn't that long ago. I mean, please.
Look at the whole, like, Paula Deen thing. The only reason it's even still being talked about is because the minute that came out, advertisers called Target, Walmart, QVC, Food Network, and we're like, look, if y'all are rolling with this chick, we can't give you our money. And guess what?
Right.
He got fired. Because it struck a chord. It struck a chord. Like, you and I both grew up in Texas. You know there are places in Texas we ain't going to go to after 8 o'clock at night.
But the thing is, in Texas, we're cool with that. Because there's and that goes both ways. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain places where you don't want us, but we're cool. We won't come. But trust and believe, we have the same thing. And you don't come. It's just understood. It's like Texas, we don't really, you know, I mean, we could pretend, but it's there. You know? I respect that. I respect it. I'm not saying it's right in any way, but it is what it is. I mean, if that makes you feel better, whatever, but it exists. So I would rather know it than to roll up in there and it's like, oh, well, I thought we were all chilling together. No, we're not. You know,
Don't you get it twisted. But that's the thing. But you know what? The reality is this. As a people, I feel like as a person, I need to grow as a person. And I hope everybody sits there and honestly can say, I need to become a better person, because nobody's where they need to be. So I'm not pointing the finger at one group. I'm just saying, like, we as a people need to work to be better. Like, and I hope, like, these little reminders make you go, dang, you know, I need to get better, or I need to do, you know, because, you know, right after 9/11, if you saw somebody walking on the plane and they were of any kind of, had one centimeter of Middle Eastern descent, people were like, like they were freaking out, talking, you know, talking jokes. It was like the joke of the century, like, you know, but that's like horrible. Like, that's horrible. You know, one group of men really plagued a race, plagued a religion. You know, if you mark, you know, people are like, I have friends who were like, who were Muslim and like proud, oh, I'm a Muslim. And the minute like that happened, they were like, oh, I'm not checking that on my senses because then I'm going to be on the no-fly list. And I'm like, what?
Right.
But,
bad,
I mean,
but true.
That's where we are as a society. And that's sad, mm-hmm. You know? And like, think about just the other day when Prop 8 was done and, you know, they got rid of all of that. It's like people were happy, but there were just as many people upset.
Oh, yeah. It was great. A lot of the news shows had, you know, someone representing both sides on there. And it was like people were stepping straight out of the 1900s and then somebody was straight talking 2030. It was crazy. Like, it's like you go 10 steps forward and 100 back. It's just.
Right.
I mean, but that's the world we live in.
That is the world we live in. So long story short.
Can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave up on the thought of adding a fourth host because I was kind of like, you know what? If something like that ever happens, it needs to happen organically, and it doesn't need to be. You know, I felt like, okay, you're trying to put someone in the mix of something that, because honestly, me, Jeff, and Katrina, we have had knockdown, drag out fights on and off air. And we're fine. Like, we call each other 10 minutes later, and they're like, so what are you doing? You got any topics for tomorrow? Like, it's almost fun for us to kind of disagree and kind of get our point out. It's like, for me, it's therapeutic. I mean, when do you ever get to talk, like, this openly in this, you know? And nobody's right, nobody's wrong. And it's just like, get it out. Say what you got to say, you know?
I mean, that's the thing about it. You have to have people who are okay with some people not always agreeing with them. And as easy as that sounds, it is very difficult to find. Oh, my God. You know, it's like, well, I think you could have done it this way. And listen, I'm not on here to make you feel better. I'm on here to state my case, and you state yours. And that's why it's going to be interesting. And it's just, you just don't realize until you're in it how hard that is for people to do. They need to win. These egos are just that inflated where at all times you have to come to agreement with them. And that's the challenge with this wonderful job here is just finding people who you can cuss each other out and then go to dinner, which is what you should be doing anyway, because who cares? Karen likes red and I think green is the best. So what? She's still my girl.
Right.
Like, whatever. Yeah, I get it. It's hard stuff.
Right. You know what I've never understood? Like, I don't understand, like, let's say you were a Democrat, I was a Republican, and James, you were an independent. Like, why would I really care that much what you guys are going to vote for when you go behind a curtain and vote? I mean, I would, like, talk
because
to you and go,
up,
look,
because,
you know,
no,
I'm a Republican,
because
and this is how I feel, and I would try to sway you. I ain't going to lie because I'm that kind of person. But am I going to stop being your friend?
Right.
You know,
no.
Like, I always think, the only time you draw the line is if it's someone you're dating or if it's someone you have to spend your life with. Like, to me, it's like you shouldn't really care about anything other than, because that person you need to become one with at one point, or, you know, or you're working towards that. But, you know, I shouldn't really, it shouldn't make me lose sleep if you decided to vote against something or I decided to vote. It shouldn't make you lose sleep. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm too nonchalant about it.
No, we just grew up in families like that where we could disagree and then we were forced to still live with them. See, a lot of people didn't have that. So they don't understand what it is to disagree and still have a harmonious relationship. I'm serious. I mean, we look at people. I know people who, I mean, I've dated guys who were like, I haven't talked to her in 5 years. Well, what happened? Oh, remember, but I'm mad. I'm like, you're going to have a heart attack. Like, you can go and have an argument with your sister and keep it moving. you
right.
know, it's just weird. You know, it's like we, but see, in my house, and your mom is the exact same way, you were taught that you couldn't hash it out and keep it moving. Our parents did not embrace in any way disharmony between the siblings. And when you have as many siblings as we both do, you learn how to apply that in every situation. It's, our egos are not such that we have to be right or agreed with. But we definitely
right.
have to express whatever it is, and then we can keep it moving. That's
well,
fine.
I've had the exact opposite happen, though. I've had the exact opposite, though, where I had a falling out with a member of my family, and it
yeah.
turned into a thing where if we see each other in public, we don't address each other, we don't say hi, we don't speak. If we're at family functions together, they stay on one side of the house, I'm on the other. Like, I have a few relationships in my family that are like that, where I don't talk to certain people over something that happened. That's something I'm not going to go into on the show, because it is very
okay.
personal, but it's just, but I've been in those situations where I can't necessarily work out the disagreement, no matter how much
you're
I would like
child,
to,
right?
or no matter how much you're... I'd like for it to go up. I have an older sister,
okay.
but I'm also part of, but my mom has like 12 brothers and sisters, and I have like 30 cousins, so,
right.
and part of this falling out is between me, one of my cousins, and my aunt, I don't talk to them. They don't talk to me. We don't address each other. And it's over something that happened when I was 12 years old. So.
Wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's really sad. You guys have lost a lot
yeah.
of time.
What if, like,
I mean, stuff like that
but,
breaks my heart.
Yeah, it breaks my heart, too. Because that's the thing. I've got a lot of cousins, too. Like, I've got, like, probably 40 cousins. Like, my dad's mom. They had, like, 8 kids, or, you know, they got, like, I mean,
yeah,
like,
don't even try
cousins.
To count. You can't.
Yeah, I don't
it's
even
too
try
many
to count.
Of them.
Right. On my mom's side, I only have, like, 5. But on my dad's side, there's, like, 40.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you,
uh-huh.
I have been, like, me and my sisters, we're the only ones who were half Mexican, half black. So, but we were raised by, you know, Hispanic mothers, like Mexican mothers, and it's different. Like, that's a different culture. It's a different kind of household. So obviously, when we'd go to family reunions or we'd go to like grandma's house, we were, you know, we're a little different, you know, just because of we have a whole nother culture that's in our household. So there were times growing up, but you know, kids are mean, and kids would make fun of us. And I've been to like family reunions and people didn't talk to me and. You know, it hurt me as a child, but now that I'm an adult, like, I really grade people on what their adult mind would do. So I don't know what happened between you because, you know, I can't tell you whether or not to make up with them or not. But what I do know is that me being the person that I am, I'm going to walk into the room and I'm going to hug and speak to everyone. Why? Because that's just who I am. And I don't like to be in a room
right.
where I feel like I can't, I'm not talking to that person or there's any kind of animosity or there's any kind of angst. If I saw someone that I wasn't particularly friends with, I'm still going to probably speak. And then I deal with you the way that I see fit. But I'm just not that
right.
person because I just, it bothers my soul to be in a room and there's
right.
any discomfort or discord. Like, I just, oh, I can't do it. Like, but that's
well,
me, you know.
I will
so
email
obviously,
you.
I mean,
I will email. I'll email you, and I will tell you what happened, and you can decide
okay.
if I need to. Yeah, what I need to do. So.
Right.
But here's the thing,
like,
and I have no clue what you're about to email to her. But I will say this. I'm the same way where it feels like there's like a block or something if I'm in a room and it's like, it's just too much tension. I can't freaking take it. I didn't hear you speak back to me.
Right.
But I swear to you, hey, yo, how you doing? Oh, girl, hey. You know, I'm going to do all that.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean we're going to go out and hang out, but I'm not going to be
right.
in a room.
Well, and I definitely,
speaking to
you. And I
however,
definitely have people in my family that are like that as well, where I'm not friends with them.
Yeah.
But I'm still social with them. Like, when I see them out in public, I'm like, hey, what's up, you know, what's your name? Or, you know, at a family function, I'm like, hey, what's up, how you doing? You know, just trying to connect that way. But they're not people that if I were to go out on a Friday night, I wouldn't invite them to go with. Right. I wouldn't go see a movie with them or hang out with them. And there are a few of my cousins that if I ever saw them walking on the side of the street needing help, I would probably keep on driving, just saying.
Wow.
Well, you know, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you, but I tell you this, since I've been, you know, in Dallas a lot more than usual, I, you know, was able to reconnect with, I mean, I was never not, you know, there was never a problem between us, but just being, you know, being where most of my family is, I'm able to be around them more often. And so there were just different cousins who, there were certain things that might have happened or certain ways that they moved that I didn't quite understand. And while we were all cordial and still, I mean, the good thing about my family is the aunt, the elders don't play that discord stuff. I don't care what it was. You got to squash. We got to move forward. Doesn't mean you guys got to spend the night and comb each other's hair at night. But when we have the discussion,
right,
everybody should be there and we're going to have a good time. But just certain things that I found out where I was like, whoa. But, I mean, you know, but and there were, you know, one particular cousin in general, she said, you know, I just really had to pray about it and understand that he was this person or that person was idiot at the time, but they're still my blood, and if they're willing, I'm willing kind of thing. You know, kind of just, I always say sometimes I get sick of being the bigger person, but some of us are just charged with that, and we need to just kind of embrace it. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what's going on, I need to feel good about my actions and what I'm doing. And so just because you're acting like an idiot, that just doesn't mean that I have to. You know what I mean? So I don't know what you're going to email. I'm sure it's probably something really big if it's been going on since you were 12. But just, you know, sometimes you just have to consider, you know, where people were and what you want now and how you might breathe a little easier if you were able to just, I don't know, some kind of way, find a way to deal with it so that you guys don't have to go another however many years and not speak to each other. Because I'm sure it's kind of tough, you know. I mean, you see families that are really close and then
it
you
is.
Have people you haven't talked to since
it
you
is.
Were in elementary school.
Right. And it is hard because it's like, you know, this is somebody that I would like to have that kind of, you know, bond with where I could actually go up to them and be like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? You know, let's put what happened so many years ago behind us, but at the same time, like, there's still that resentment, and I still have a lot of feeling about what happened, and it's
right.
Just, because it's happened to me twice, like, what happened has happened to me two times in my life, and I just, yeah, it's like, I have a lot of resentment for it, and I still have a lot of feelings about the issue, and about the subject, and what happened. And
well,
why
not
it happened.
Getting in,
well, you might.
But I've, right.
I know you don't want to talk about it, but what I do want to ask is there, like, you obviously were wronged, right?
Very. Very wronged.
you were very wronged. And what I want to know is, have you made for yourself, not with them, but have you yourself made peace with that situation in your heart?
It doesn't sound like it.
No, I really
okay.
haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's step number one.
This is my advice to you. I'm not going to ever advise you, because I have found that, you know, even if you're a part of the same family, when you look into different households, not everybody's raised the same way. You know, there are certain people who are definitely different, and sometimes your family can be worse than any enemy you ever had, you know. And I will say that when I got on Power Rangers and things kind of changed for my life, I saw a lot of people who I loved and cared for change, and not for the good, for the bad.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, and it was
yeah.
very hurtful for me, because it was like, you know, I have people who feel like, oh, she thinks she's better, and I'm like, huh? Like, I want better for my life. I don't think I'm better. I just want better. Like, I don't want to just live the way we lived back in the day. I want more. I want better. I want you to have better. But, you know, I'm looked upon as, like, someone who, you know, I don't know. It just gets twisted and turned, and sometimes it's very hurtful. I don't know what happened to you. But for you,
right.
James, yourself, you have to find peace with what,
right.
however you were wronged. Because you need to be able to move on from it. Because it sounds like whatever happened at 12, it's like it happened yesterday. Like, just the sound of your voice, just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I mean, it's just, like, it, I can just, it's right there. So, if for no other reason, find peace with it, not peace with them, but find peace with it within yourself so that you can honestly move on. Because it sounds
and
like
then
it,
when
it,
you
it
find that
right
peace
there.
With yourself, then you can, then you will become open to having that difficult conversation with them. And it won't be as difficult as you think. Because, you know, a lot of times people think that someone is putting just as much thought and energy into something that they are. And then finally when you talk about it, you're like, oh, wait, but, you know, so, but you, if you don't have peace within yourself, that conversation can never happen. It just, it can't. It won't. You won't ever do it. So, I mean,
like
step one, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
It's almost like you,
so
get your power back.
Definitely.
Whatever you lost in that moment that they wronged you, you get it back. And whether they ever know or not, whether you ever have that conversation, you deserve to get whatever it is they took from you back. Whether it be your trust, your innocence, your happiness, whatever it was they took at that moment, you get it back. And it's all yours again. And you can honestly, like she said, if opportunity ever presented itself, you're ready to have that conversation. And that conversation's easy for you. It may not be so easy for them, but it's easy for you. And you can go,
yeah,
you made me feel like X, Y, and Z. Why did you do that? And it ain't, there's no anger, there's no nothing, because you can just have, you have the control back, and you're like, that was not good. You will never do that to me again. You'll never be in the position to wrong me. You did me wrong. Shame on me. Shame on you. And you know what? Now we're through. But this is where I am.
You needed to know that.
Yeah,
right.
You need to know that. So, right. I mean, for no other reason, James, try and find that peace, or try to find some peace within that situation. Whatever.
I'm telling
is.
You, when you find it, you will instinctively, because it's going to take you a minute, you will instinctively want to have that conversation, or want to, because it's not going to be as hard for you, because you, it's going to be way, like she said, it will probably be more difficult for them. But
right.
It's going to be a good conversation, because they're going to not see, I want to kill you in your eyes, but no, I just need to tell you what you did. I'm cool, homie, but let me tell you what you did so that maybe you don't do it in the future. I love my life. Maybe one day you can love yours, but let me tell you, that sucks. You should never do it again. Now let's go have tapas or something. I don't know. Like, it's going to mess them up, and you're going to get so much joy from that.
You are going to be, like, you get your power back so much, you're going to scare the shit out of them. Because they're
exactly.
Going to be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, it's almost, yeah, it's crazy. But I'm telling you, I had an ex-boyfriend who did me dirty. I mean, did me dirty. Like, to the point where I was angry. I was angry at men. Like, I really put that on the whole male species and was like, men, men suck. Like, I was a I hate men kind of woman for, like, about a month.
Exhale.
I was, ooh, girl, you. It was funny. I was a piece of work. And I
were
was
you
like,
thinking, too?
Yeah, I was dragging all that anger and all that resentment and all that. I was dragging all that all over town. And I was like, all that anger, all that resentment was very heavy. It was a heavy load for me. And it took something, like, physically to happen to me. Like, I kind of got sick. And I'll tell it. Okay, this is what happened. One day, I go and I get my hair done. And my hair feels a little thinner, you know, and I've always had a ton of hair. Like, I can post pictures on Facebook. I'm a girl who has hair all over. It's like a lion. If you put water on my hair, I look like Mufasa. So all of a sudden, my hair kind of seems a little thinner, then seemed a little thinner. Like, I literally, on one side of my head, my hair kind of all broke off and just, like, it was like stress. Like, I went to the doctor. I thought something was wrong. I thought I was dying. I was this, that. They checked me from the Ruta to the Tuta. And the doctor looked at me, and he was like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're under an immense amount of stress. Whatever it is, you need to let it go because your hair is falling out your head. And you're too young to be dealing, like, whatever it is, you're too young. And I was like, what? And obviously no one ever knew this because, I wear a weave and heartbeat, so it's not that big a deal. But I can be honest about it. And I was like, it took that rude awakening of my own self. Like, it was like I was hurting myself because I was holding on to all of that. That it just ate me alive. Like, I'm not that person. So for me to hold on to that kind of negative energy ate me alive. So I found my peace. I got over it. And it was so funny. It was like timing. The minute I felt good about life and I felt good about the world and I was like, you know, that was a moment. That was a learning lesson. I'll never do this again. I'll never allow this again. I had my whole plan, you know. That person ended up trying to find me and wanted to talk. It was like, oh, you want to talk? Okay, yeah, let's come over here because I got some things I need to say. Like, it was the perfect opportunity for me to vent. And I literally, you know, let that person know how they did me wrong, how it was never going to happen again, but how I appreciated the life lesson and where the hell they could go. But it was like boom, bam, boom. And that person, like, it was like, that person looked at me and said, why is it that you found, how did they say it? They go, how is it that you found closure and I can't seem to find closure? And I go, because you know what I figured out? There is no damn closure. But what I got is God, and what I did was pray, and he helped me get over what you did. And because you did me dirty, you're going to have to carry that load around for a little while. And one day, you're going to figure out there ain't no closure, but there is forgiveness, and you can move on. And he was just like, what the hell? But it was like I got my groove back. Stella got her groove back. I got my power, and I was able to let them know how they did me wrong. You know, and it's really about forgiveness, and it's really about acceptance, and it's really about going, you know what, whatever happened in the past, I can't change the past, but I got control of what happens right now, today, and I can, whatever I do today is going to affect what happens tomorrow, and so if I want to plan for tomorrow, I need to start living today and stop thinking about that shit, and I'm going to tell you right now, James, it was one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah. And I don't like the word closure because you're right. There's no I don't really believe there's any such thing. I do believe that I think a good word for it should be clarity more than anything. Because sometimes you just need to be clear, maybe to let them know what they did and how it sucked, maybe to let them know how it feels to do this thing. Maybe I'm the offender and so I just want to apologize. It's not closure, it's clarity. It's whatever that thing is that I know for a fact that conversation just cannot come until you have that inner peace. And we will stop beating on you and your therapy session will end and we'll move forward. But we both have gone through some major ugly stuff and it wasn't until hair fell out and the same thing actually happened to me and I was like, because think about we do all kinds of crazy stuff to our hair, but we've always had a whole lot of it. So we have the option of actually, people are always like, why are you always doing that to your hair? You have really thick hair down your back. Because I don't care. I want to be sitting on it. Like, don't talk to me about what I do. But then we take care of it because we have so much of it and it's beautiful and it's thick. And when it falls out, I mean, you know, everybody can't be Amber Rose. I cannot rock that look. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and I can't do wigs. It's hot under there. You know, so I have to have. So it was like, oh my God, I thought I was doing okay, but I'm really, because I don't really tell a lot of folks what's going on with me. And so, of course, my body reacts to that kind of thing.
You internalize.
Because I'm internalizing, you know, so it's like, we don't want that for you. We don't want your hair to fall out or any whatever happens. Just find that inner peace, move forward. And if you need help, you can email or call at any time.
There you go. And the audience, listeners, if you need help, you can email or you can call us anytime. I think the one thing I can say is that most of the hosts on Uncensored Radio have been through hell and back at one point in their life. And then we may not be all knowing, but we damn sure got perspective.
You ain't got to agree, but trust me, we got to. Oh, yeah, I remember that happened to me in 91. You know, we got to.
Right.
I love that you said that happened to you in 91. Don't age yourself here, Toya.
I'm just saying, like, we got it somewhere. We
but
don't
you.
Care. Like, got that story somewhere, and we remember the year. We remember the hair that fell out. We remember how ugly we looked. We remember what the doctor said. We go there.
Yes.
We go there for you, people, listeners of Mindset Radio. We're here for you, you know? That's what it's about.
We will bear our
well,
souls.
Yeah, it's either, yeah. And it's either confession sessions or therapy, so it works.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Uncensored Radio.
Is anybody watching this show called Mistresses that's out right now? It's like anybody. It's Alyssa Milano, who I was really happy to see because I haven't seen her since, you know.
How is it? I haven't
1908.
Seen it. I haven't caught it. How is it?
You know, I know someone on the show, and I'm really trying to watch it because I was like, oh, okay, oh, wow. You know how we are. Our friends book stuff, and we want to be supportive. But why is it that nobody is, you know, it's killing me because nobody ever cries, but they're pretending to cry, but I don't see a tear. It bothers me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to know if anybody.
Some crocodile tears.
And there's not a tear in the room.
Mm.
Anybody seen it? No?
No, I haven't seen it.
No.
You know, I don't know when it comes on. It must come on when one of my other shows come on because for some reason I've never caught it. But I do want to see it. And I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard people go, oh, I love it. And then I've heard people go, like, kind of what you said, where it's a little more melodramatic and not quite, like, hard,
it's
heavy
not a,
acting.
It's coming together. And I it can't, it's based on a British series, and I watched it. I watched a lot of British TV. It was a great series for them, but it was much more. It was kind of like they used these amazing film actors who were doing TV, whereas this one is just like straight TV. It's a little more camp, a little less sophisticated, and it's like a lot of the scenes are just not quite coming together, and it's supposed to be hot and steamy, and some of the love scenes are just awkward. I don't know. It's just kind of making me mad. I was just wondering because I was watching it before I called in on demand, and I'm like, when is this going to start to gel?
You know what, though? Sometimes it takes a minute. Like, it's really, I love the fact that I've gotten into writing and I've gotten into producing, and you'll find this, James, because you started to get into writing, but it really is a juggle. It's like a perfectly choreographed dance. It's like a perfect beat under a rap song. Like, it's really a miracle when it all comes together. Like, it's just...
But you know what?
Right.
Directing is key. Directing is key because they have the script. I mean, that was kind of already done because they really are following the British series almost to a T. You know, that was already done. All that's in place. It's just, I feel like, and I don't know who he is, and I haven't looked it up to find out who it is, but the directing is just not, and it's just, they make a lot of, there's a lot of decisions and choices being made, but they're not really, there's no justification for it. And as an acting,
right.
as an actor and someone who actually coaches people, like, that is the most inauthentic thing in the world. I need to know why you do something. And if I don't know why, I'm like, well, what, how do we even get here? You
right.
have a paternity test coming, but you go ahead and tell your husband the baby might not be his. It's just weird. Like, why? Why would you do that? And why are your friends telling you to do that when we should just wait on the results that you've already paid for? I mean, it's just stuff like that where it's like, well, why did she get the paternity test if she was going to go ruin her husband's life before she got the results? Just stuff like that.
Because it's a drama. It's a drama. There's got to be... There has to be no reason for there to be drama. And there has to be drama.
It has to be justified. That's my point. It has to be justified, and it's not.
They should have done what it should be. They should keep it real, and, like, there should be a paternity test. She shouldn't say anything, but the husband finds out. Like,
right! That would have made so much more sense.
Then the
drama run over here.
And then they wind up on Maury.
Right?
And then they wind up on Maury.
Man, that would be the best show on TV. I'm just saying, like, that makes so much more sense than, oh, let me go tell them I pay extra for them to rush the test. I steal my husband's razor and everything. But then I go tell him. What? Huh? Now, if he'd have found a receipt from the, like, what is this? What is this? Then it would have been, dun, dun, dun. You know, it's like... I need justification. Mm. And Scandal has just ruined it because they justify all their nonsense. And it's just so interesting to watch. Highly dramatic.
You don't like Scandal? You don't like Scandal?
No, I love it.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
I was like, why?
I'm saying it's highly dramatic, but you always know why the person thought
right.
it doesn't. Even if it's not the right thing, you always know why they thought it was the thing to do at the time. So you got to have that in a show. That's what makes it so interesting. And then people debate
right.
and argue about why they shouldn't have. But if you're watching that actor, you're like, oh, my God, you see the agony. You see the stress, and then they go do this thing. It's awesome.
Right.
This show, they're just
right.
doing stuff. And you're like, what?
You know what I like about
Scandal,
too, is those actors are phenomenal. Like,
yeah, backwards
every
and forwards. A lot of them are theater
them.
Actors, too. A lot
yeah.
of them are straight off Broadway, where real
yeah.
actors are.
yeah. I mean, I, that's true.
Shonda loves Broadway. She loves it. She, a lot of her great people are theater people, too. So
right. Right. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely believe it's because I know, like I agree with you on the fact that a good director can make a mediocre actor better. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like one of those situations. You know what it comes down to as well, though, is a good editor. Because a good editor can make a mediocre actor better. Like
they can. And you got to think a show like this on ABC that it was already greenlit for 13 episodes, they like I feel like the editor is doing the very best he can. If he takes out any more. Like, because I know editors, and that's like, I don't even know how they do that job. I think they should make so much money because they can make a dollar out of 15 cents in a minute, but they have to at least have 15 cents. You know?
That's true. That's true. No, they do. They do. They do need to at least have 15 cents.
I mean, you know, it's stressful. So, yeah, hopefully it'll get there because I hadn't seen Alyssa on a show. I don't even know.
Since Charm.
I don't know. That's right. I've seen her on the Wynn infomercials, but that's about it. That's about it.
I know. She's
so
playing,
I want her
she's
to
playing
keep
that
job.
Shampoo, ain't she? She almost made
she's
me buy
playing.
Some.
I used it at one of my really good friend's houses in New York, and I just felt like I had tire slick or something in my hair. It just felt weighted down. I mean, yeah, it was pretty and shiny, but it didn't feel clean to me.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, because it doesn't lather. That's the whole thing.
Right.
So, I mean, it seems like it builds up really quickly. So it might be something you have to do every 2-3 days, you know, which I'm just not going to do. But it was pretty, but I didn't feel, you know how you have that light feeling? I didn't have that.
Right.
It looks pretty, but it didn't feel pretty.
Right. And if you look at the infomercial, some of those pictures, I'm like, why is that cuter? The before and after, why is that cuter? I don't know.
Right.
Because there's somebody there to make it look like it's so much better. And they're not using the product.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Swab.
I mean, it's supposedly good stuff,
but
I didn't like it.
And all those... In all those shampoo commercials, they are using Suave Professional. Don't care who, what company it is, if it's Pantene, Herbal Essence, whatever. They have Suave Professionals in those bottles because I tell you, I have Suave Professionals and my hair has never looked better. Just saying.
Not the regular Suave, but the Suave Professionals.
Right. The line
the Suave
you can't
Professionals,
buy up at
the one with the pump.
Kroger.
The one. Yeah, the one with the bottle with the pump that you buy
it,
that you can get at like Walmart for like $7.
Does
yeah, it's like seven,
more
ten,
than
seven, ten dollars. But it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. Not kidding. My hair, it's all light and flowy, and I can do stuff with it. It's great. I love it. I will never go back to anything else.
Oh my God, James, you just made my whole life.
Well, I've used some of my sister's shampoos.
Now.
Like, I've used like Tresemme. Like, I've used Tresemme. I've used Herbal Essences. Like, I've used all that stuff. Whenever I'm at my sister's house and I take a shower, I end up using her shampoo, and it always feels dirty. Like, I don't know what it is, but like I use it and it's like I get out of the shower and I do like the whole shampoo, rinse, repeat, and it always feels like it's dry and it's like dirty. And so then I use WOW Professionals, and it's like I have body and I have life, and it's just great.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Like that is my shit. It's my hair pack. I'm not gonna lie.
WOW commercial.
I know, right? Are they paying you?
You better share. I like it too.
But here's the thing. We're giving. See, here's what we're doing. We're giving an example of what a commercial would be like on Uncensored Radio. And if you're not promoting with Uncensored Radio, you should be. Email us at uncensoredradio@AOL.com for more information.
Shameless plug. I love it. I'm about to go buy me some Suave Professionals.
Me too.
They owe you a check, homie.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
They should. Oh, and body wash, Dove. Dove is the best when it comes to body wash. I have Dove for men.
I don't agree with that. Is it for men, it's the best?
I have Dove for men.
Uh-huh.
Dove for men is the best for men because you know what? My skin feels moisturized. I feel clean when I get out of the shower. I don't feel residue-y and dirty. I feel great. My skin moisturized. I'm not dry. I have no skin breakage. Nothing. It is phenomenal. I love it. And
I'm
you don't have to buy the loofah that they have on,
we don't know about.
That they have next to it.
What?
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I'll stop promoting the products that I like. I'll just do a video on YouTube of, like, my favorite things.
Yeah,
right.
That would be awesome.
I love this. Okay, so Suave Professionals for your hair, Dove for men for your body. Okay, so what kind of toothpaste do you swear by?
Toothpaste? Oh, girl, you know I have to do that Colgate.
Is it the Total?
Colgate Cavity Protection.
You don't use Total?
No, I don't use Total. I use Colgate Cavity Protection. It smells, it tastes great. It makes my mouth feel clean. And I use, when I don't have my, and I use Crest mouthwash because it doesn't have alcohol in it. So I use the Crest mouthwash, but when I don't have that, I use Scope.
Okay.
And then I use, like, dollar store floss to floss my teeth.
Well, there
cologne,
you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
My cologne is nice and it smells good. I don't know the name of it right offhand, but it's downstairs somewhere. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There
I only get gas
it,
at Quick Trip.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so why Quick Trip? Of all places, why Quick Trip?
Because it is the cheapest place to get gas in Kansas City.
How much is it? How much a gallon right now?
Okay, well, remember, I'm in Missouri, so it's cheaper than where you guys are. But in Missouri, it's like $3.17 a gallon.
What?
Can you mail me some gas?
Damn it!
Can you mail me some gas? I'll pay for postage.
I just put gas. I filled up today, and it was $4.50. $4.50 a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Don't
I'm
move
so
to
sorry.
L.A., honey. Yeah, I'm sorry, too. My credit card was looking at me like, bitch.
Right. Are you sure?
The cost of living. Here's the thing, though. The cost of living is.
But
here's the thing, though. In California, the cost of living is more expensive, so you actually make more money in California than I would here. So you're supposed to make more money to supplement all that, like because
keyword,
a job that I would make. Right, like a job here that I would make $8 an hour doing, they probably pay $12 an hour to do it in California. Same job.
Yeah, but it's a little inflated over here. Like, you still don't have enough money to go around.
We still don't have enough money for $5 a gallon. Like, nobody, $4.50? What? I mean, remember when you used to say, just put $5 in it because you weren't going far? You would barely have a gallon.
I remember that. I remember being able to say, I'll just put $5. That'll be good.
Right. You know. $10, you were
like,
doing something.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, it's funny because like, back in the day when you'd go, oh, I'll give you some gas money, and you'd give your friend like a 20. Now you give your friend a 20, they're going to be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
This is four gallons of gas, and it took me 18 to get you to wherever you needed to go.
Right.
Right. Especially in my gas guzzling 1999 Ford Explorer, that cost me $60 to fill up the gas tank.
I don't even know why you're doing that to yourself.
I know. You were probably born in 99.
I was born in 88, thank you. I will be 25 in 12 days. I'll be 25 in 12 days. Holy God.
Countdown to
Jamie's
birthday.
I know. But, no, I had a car that got really good gas mileage, and the transmission went out, and I was in a bind, and I didn't have $1,500 to put into getting the transmission fixed. So a friend of my mom's was selling a car, and it drove, and I was like, I'll take it. And it turned out to be a 1999 Ford Explorer with like 250,000 miles on it, and it's almost in worse condition than my last car was. But at least the transmission's not going out, so I'm good.
That's true. Sometimes you just got to take what you get. I got you.
Right? See,
right.
You understand. You understand what it's like. It's hard out there for a pimp, you know?
Wow. Oh, James, you have been like a pleasure to have on the show tonight. Pretty suave. See what happens when he washes his hair with suave professional
just tonight?
He turns into a pimp. He's a professional man.
Is it just tonight?
Well, a pimp.
But is it just tonight that I've been a pleasure?
Pimp.
Like, am I like terrible the other night?
No, it's been an extra pleasure. I should say that. I should correct myself. It has been an extra pleasure having you on the show tonight. Because the small professional man is the man I want to be around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's good hair. I like good hair.
But Jeffrey gets on me because I buy dollar store cologne.
I'd get on you for dollar store cologne, too.
Yeah, me too. That's bad.
Why?
There's certain
answer the
things
question. Answer this question, though. Why? What is so bad? What is so bad about dollar store cologne? It's a dollar. It's a bigger bottle than you can get, you know, at any department store, and it smells just like what you find at the department store.
No, it does not.
What are some of the names of this stuff? I'm just curious.
Run downstairs.
I don't know. I would have to.
I need to know what kind of cologne you squirting on yourself, homie.
We only got like 2 minutes. Hang on.
Look at him trying to weasel out. You were like,
right.
What's it called? Is it called Suave Professional?
No, this
yeah,
one is called Full Circle. One of them.
Wait.
It's Full Circle Red.
It's called what?
And
full
I have
what?
Full Circle Red and Jacoste Orange. And Sultry. And they're all knockoffs of, like, name brands. Like,
James, I could go
all
in
them
on you so
they
hard
all smell
right
like
now,
something
but
I've heard.
Love you.
Do what?
Don't do it.
I can go in on you so hard right now, but I won't because I love you.
Don't do it.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. When you live on a budget, like I do,
mm-hmm.
I only have to buy shampoo. Because I buy, like, the big bottles of it. I only have to buy shampoo, like, once a month. The dollar store cologne, I spend a dollar and it lasts me three. As opposed to spending $30 on a bottle of David Beckham cologne or Polo by Ralph Lauren or whoever, and it costing me, certainly, it cost me $30. And literally, the bottle is only big enough to last me a month. So, I prefer the dollar store shit, because the dollar store stuff tastes smells just as good
right.
as what I could get from the department store. So
right.
And you've smelled it on me and never complained about it. So you know what? That's it. And you know what? We only got 28 seconds left and the show's done.
And you know what? You know what you're getting from your Secret Santa gift this year. That's all I gotta say. You buy them cologne. You buy them a name brand. Please, help us out.
Okay,
oh,
I do have some Stetson. I do have some Stetson cologne downstairs.
Okay.
Toya,
I have some Stetson.
He said Stetson.
I have Stetson.
Always a pleasure, Toya.
I have.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
You can play the theme music, James, with your Obsession cologne from 1982.
Right.
Oh, whatever. It still smells good. I got that. I got some Full Throttle. I got a bunch of stuff. But
oh,
it was mostly gifts.
Full Throttle. I want that red Full Circle. I want some of that.
Oh, my gosh. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. See ya.
Bye, Toya. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.